I will say, though, that something happened this week that I never thought I'd see in a million years. There are brands that I expect to always be great. There are brands that I think, okay, Apple. If anyone told me that I was going to see a day where there would be four computer companies or electronics companies that would be dwarfing Apple, like three or four companies would be better than Apple, I'd be like, wait a minute, in the cell phone industry, in the computer industry, no way. That's not happening. There's no way that's going to happen. I'd never expect it. Could it happen? Sure. I just wouldn't expect it to happen. And I will fully admit that I haven't been paying close enough attention, that somehow I miss this. But you realize it, folks, with a simple glance, that the North Carolina Tar Heels are the worst team in the ACC. North Carolina is the worst team in the ACC. They're two games under 500 in the conference at home. At home. I can't believe it. Like, I don't know what to believe anymore in life when North Carolina basketball is the worst team in the ACC. I will say, if you told me in 2021, not this year maybe, but like next year, and with the first pick in the 2021 NFL draft, the New England Patriots select, I would say, okay, they made a trade. There's no way with Bill Belichick around and whether Tom Brady's there or not, there's no way that the New England Patriots would ever find themselves being one of the worst teams out there. No, it's not happening. There are brands that I don't expect. The worst team in the SEC, let's check the SEC standings. And the worst team in the SEC is Alabama football. Wow, Alabama football's terrible. They're the worst team in the SEC. Now, I've seen Alabama football have some bad years. Remember, they had bad years for around 15 years almost before Nick Saban came to town. Remember the Mikes? Mike DeBose? Mike Shula? And who was the guy with the hookers? Mike Price? They went through three Mikes until the athletic director said, look, don't bring another Mike in my office. We're not hiring another Mike. Okay, we've got a Nick. Would a Nick work? Oh, yeah. Nick Saban? Yeah, that might work. Yeah, bring him in. Be glad to have it. But when you tell me that the North Carolina Tar Heels are the worst team in the ACC, I never thought I'd see that as long as I live. And no, I don't want any spun excuses either. Well, you know, they've got all these young guys. They got all these young guys, so it's really, really hard for them to be able to succeed here. You know, they're very young. I don't want to hear it. With every advantage that North Carolina's got, every advantage that they've got, you're telling me that North Carolina basketball can't be better than that? Can't be better than this? What they're trotting out there right now? P.U. I'm telling you right now, Roy Williams, what the blank? How can you be the worst team? I don't care what, I don't care any way you want to spin it to me. How could they be ever the worst team? And I fully raise my hand and say I've watched 25 minutes of North Carolina basketball this year, and 15 minutes of it was probably one game when they played Duke a couple weeks ago? Maybe I'm just trying to be as honest with you as I can. You've got to be kidding me. Never in a million years would I have expected to be able to see this. This is bad. That's bad.